This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A U.S. citizen is being charged with felony obstruction because he gave customs officers what is known as a duress passcode, which activated software that erased the contents of his phone. The authorities had stopped Samuel Tunick, an Atlanta resident, for interrogation at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport as he returned to the U.S. last year. The authorities seized his phone before allowing him to enter the country, but the duress code erased the data from his phone. A duress passcode is a privacy and security feature in which a user has previously configured a second passcode that is not their usual code to unlock the screen. If the user is forced or pressured to hand over their phone, they can provide the duress passcode instead of the one that unlocks the phone. When the duress passcode is entered, rather than unlocking the phone, the operating system starts a full wipe of the device's digital contents. The process leaves the physical device and hardware intact while completely erasing the underlying digital data. Mr. Tunick used Graphene OS, a private mobile operating system compatible with Android phones. The customs agency charged Tunick with a charge of obstruction. The federal statute underlying the charge makes it a felony to destroy evidence or transfer assets to keep the government from seizing them or to tip someone off about an upcoming search or wiretap. It carries a penalty of up to 5 years in federal prison, a fine, or both. The act applies before, during, or after a search. If the target of an investigation knows that a search or seizure is imminent and that person acts to thwart it, they would fall under the statute, legal experts say. The prosecution is one of the earliest known instances of federal authorities charging a person with destroying evidence with a program designed to wipe a device when a specific code is entered. Mr. Tunick's lawyers argued that the seizure was unlawful in the first place, since the customs officials were not searching for anything specific. People have constitutional protections against unlawful search or seizure. Mr. Tunick was returning from a vacation in the Dominican Republic. His lawyers argue that even at an international airport, travelers retain vital rights and protections. Tunick was subjected to an unlawful detention, was never read his rights, and was repeatedly denied requests to speak with a lawyer. In this case, the timing matters. Legal experts say that if a traveler decided to delete everything on their phone before going through an airport checkpoint simply because they did not want the government looking at their personal files, they have a strong argument that they did not act with a specific criminal intent to thwart an imminent search. But there's a turning point once stopped and actively being questioned. Intentionally giving a wipe code to people you know to be exercising lawful authority is going to put you squarely in the realm of the statute, they said. An infrastructure improvement project that will temporarily close the intersection on South Wilson Avenue and Kagi Boulevard begins Monday, August 3rd. The $3.1 million West Kagi to Babcock Sewer Improvement Project will replace more than 100-year-old clay sewer pipe with new PVC pipe designed to better serve Bozeman's growing Southside population. The project will temporarily impact businesses and residences in the area, along with traffic to the university, the Museum of the Rockies, and to Southside neighborhoods. Phase 1 of the project begins Monday, August 3rd, starting with construction along West Kagi Boulevard. Crews will be replacing sewer pipes along South Wilson Avenue and will need to block access to a few driveways along the street in order to dig the trench to excavate the sewer main. The contractors have to shut down a significant portion of the street. South Wilson will be temporarily closed to through traffic between Kagi and Mason Street. The project construction crews plan to work 24-hour shifts over the next few weeks. Throughout construction, updates will be posted to the City of Bozeman's website at bozemanmt.gov. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.